With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Reaction continues to pour in into the on the conviction of former President Donald Trump on all of the charges by a New York jury this week. He remained defiant yesterday.
Speaking in the lobby of Trump Tower, the former president continued to rage against the legal process that resulted in his guilty verdict, calling the trial very unfair and rigged, describing Judge Marchand as highly conflicted, and saying his gag order is nasty.
That's Greg Clarkson reporting. The former president says, after all, he was facing a no-win situation from the start.
It was a rigged trial. We wanted a venue change where we could have a fair trial. We didn't get it. We wanted a judge change. We wanted a judge that wasn't conflicted.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says he's confident the conviction will rally the support for the former president and all Republicans heading into November. So confident, he's already mapping out a strategy for major reforms in Washington.
I told President Trump recently, Mr. President, in your next term, which I'm convinced you'll get, you could be the most consequential president of the modern era.
Montana Governor Greg Gianforte says President Biden's plan to shutter the state's largest coal mine would cripple the economy. He says Montana recently got a firsthand lesson in the limitations of wind power.
Temperatures really dropped. The wind didn't blow for a week, and we couldn't get wind power.
And Gianforte was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Yet another close call on the runway.
And again, this one was at Reagan National Airport near Washington, D.C. The air traffic controller had to cancel takeoff clearance for an American Airlines plane to avoid colliding with another aircraft that was landing on an intersecting runway. It's the second close call at Reagan National in the past 6 weeks. The NTSB is investigating.
And that report from correspondent Rhonda Rockstra. This is SRN News. Some Christian clergymen are condemning Turkey. Michael Harrington explains why.
The Commission of the Bishops' Conferences of the European Union accused Turkish President Recep Erdogan of trying to erase Christianity's historic presence in his country. Erdogan is on a campaign to elevate Islam in Turkey and has been converting churches into mosques. Christians came to the country in the first century, and such biblical figures as Paul and Timothy were born in what is modern-day Turkey. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite intense criticism in the mainstream media, Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker says he has no regrets about expressing his beliefs in a recent commencement speech. He condemned abortion and the LGBT lifestyle last month at Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. Speaking at a Catholic gathering recently, the NFL star said at the outset many people expressed a shocking level of hate, but as the days went on, even those who disagreed shared their support. This is SRN News. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin has bid a not-so-fond farewell to the Democrat Party.
That raises questions about his political plan, since the move could help Manchin's chances should he seek elected office again in a state that has turned heavily Republican. Manchin, who is 76, has often been at odds with the Democratic Party and an obstacle to many of President Joe Biden's legislative priorities. But he played a central role in helping Biden get a landmark climate change and health care bill over the finish line in 2022. Manchin had already announced in November that he wouldn't seek re-election to the Senate. Norman Hall, Washington.
Tesla is recalling more than 125,000 vehicles to fix a seatbelt warning system that may increase the risk of an injury in the event of a collision. The feds say the recall includes certain 2012 through 24 Model S, 2015 through 24 Model X. Models. More details at srnnews.com.